Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, June 11, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of events news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned, and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. New advisory board to guide landmark study and event on retention strategies. The HR Research Institute has formed a new advisory board of industry experts to guide a major research initiative and virtual event on employee retention strategies. With high turnover rates across industries, this panel will offer expertise to address common challenges. The research and event aim to provide solutions for HR professionals to retain top talent, boost engagement, and strengthen their workforce. Key insights will include the impact of employee turnover, proven retention strategies, and areas like leadership and culture that affect attrition. The State of Employee Retention 2025 virtual event is set for October 15, 2025. The advisory board includes thought leaders from companies like Active International, Excalibur Data-Driven Performance Management, and Cytokinetics. HR.com's CEO emphasizes the importance of retention in today's market, and the HR Research Institute offers free research reports on their website.
Data Challenge explores inflammation's hidden role in heart disease. The American Heart Association has launched the Systemic Inflammation Data Challenge to explore how inflammation, specifically high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, contributes to cardiovascular disease. This research initiative aims to identify individuals at increased risk and improve health outcomes through advanced data science. Participants will investigate how social drivers of health may impact the development of heart disease. Top submissions will receive awards totaling $75,000 with a $40,000 first prize. Funded in part by Novo Nordisk Inc., the challenge seeks to elevate awareness about inflammation's impact on heart health. For more information or to register, visit the Precision Medicine platform at pmp.heart/systemisinflammationdatachallenge.
Summer vibes take over the Exchange at Boulevard One. The Exchange at Boulevard One in Denver is bringing summer vibes with two community-focused events. Namaste Nights, every Thursday at 6 p.m., features yoga, beer, and fresh bites. Special-themed classes like puppy yoga and DJ Flow add a playful touch. The Boulevard One Farmers Market, held one Saturday each month, offers fresh produce, artisan goods, live music, and family-friendly fun. With support from Clark's Market, this event is a chance to connect with neighbors and enjoy the summer vibe. Mark your calendars for June 21st, July 19th, August 16th, and September 20th for the Farmers Market. The Exchange at Boulevard One is a modern destination for shopping, dining, and community connection in Denver's Lowry neighborhood. A restored Revolution, 1971 Datsun 240 Zeke Coupe highlights Z car history at DFW Car and Toy Museum. The 1971 Datsun 240 Zeke Coupe, now part of the Ron Sturgeon Collection at the DFW Car and Toy Museum, is a symbol of Z car preservation and automotive history. Restored in 1992 by Z Car Center, this iconic car played a key role in Nissan's vintage restoration program. With a 2.4-liter L24 inline-six engine delivering 151 horsepower, this Series 1 model features enhancements like a tubular exhaust header and electronic distributor conversion. Its unique features include distinctive vents, bumper guards, and factory instrumentation in the cabin. Visit the museum to experience over 200 classic vehicles and 3,000 vintage toys, all with free admission. Learn more about Ron Sturgeon, a dedicated car collector for over 30 years, and the DFW Car and Toy Museum at dfwcarandtoymuseum.com.
Award-winning documentary, Where the Horses Heal the Soul, screens in Austin June 16th to support equine-assisted services for veterans, kids, and adults facing physical and emotional challenges. Award-winning documentary, Where the Horses Heal the Soul, will be screening in Austin on June 16th to support equine-assisted services for veterans, kids, and adults facing physical and emotional challenges. Directed by Twila Labar, the film follows individuals at ROC, including military veterans with PTSD, a teenager with Down syndrome, and a woman with cerebral palsy. Through their bond with horses, they discover new strength and purpose. The documentary has received recognition at various film festivals, earning top honors in multiple categories. The screening event will take place at AFS Cinema on June 16th at 6:30 p.m., with proceeds benefiting ROC. Tickets can be purchased online. Presented by the Rotary Club of Austin University Area, this event promises to be a powerful showcase of healing through the connection between humans and horses.
Laforte Immunotherapeutics presents preclinical data on glucocorticoid antibody drug conjugate LFD200 to treat autoimmune and inflammatory diseases at EULAR 2025. Laforte Immunotherapeutics presented preclinical data on its lead program, LFD200, at EULAR 2025. The data showed targeted and sustained delivery of a glucocorticoid payload to immune cells without systemic toxicity. Results from in vitro and in vivo studies in mice and NHPs demonstrated efficacy in autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. LFD200 achieved sustained GC exposure in immune tissues for over 7 days with minimal off-target effects. The ADC prevented colitis development and inhibited inflammatory cytokines in various disease models. Laforte's novel drug delivery platform offers a promising approach to treating autoimmune conditions. A phase 1 clinical study for LFD200 is set to begin soon, with initial clinical data expected by the end of 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.